Hi, Senator Brake of the HRH delegation. Thank you, Madam Chair. So to start off, I'd like to explain really quickly what youth in government is. So the YMCA Youth in Government program is an experiential learning civic engagement program that uses model government as a vehicle for teaching Hoosiers 7th through 12th grade about democracy. Since 1965, Youth in Government has been helping Hoosier youth like me find their voices and advocate for what they believe, generally through mock legislative, executive, and judicial proceedings. Through Youth in Government, we develop an understanding of local, state, national, and international concerns. We research, study, and debate on public issues. We explore careers in public service, interact with adult and youth leaders involved in this decision-making process, and gain an understanding of political systems and the forum they provide for effective and peaceful resolution of issues and concerns. We also gain an appreciation for the diversity of viewpoints on public issues and concurrent respect for ideas, beliefs, and position of others. Demonstrate citizenship responsibilities and leadership roles essential to the health of participatory democracy. Our work culminates in service as delegates during the state conference. Indiana is one of very few states left that still holds the state conference directly in our state house, allowing students to debate bills on the floor of the legislature. Participating in Youth in Government has not only helped me become a better public speaker, but it has also taught me valuable life skills and lessons. I participate in this program because it includes a diverse group of people my age with similar interests in government. I'm able to meet new people and learn more about how different people think in different ways. So I've learned many things over the years, including getting over the fright of public speaking. So when I first started the program, I was very scared to get in front of a big crowd and deliver a speech, especially if I knew some people weren't going to agree with me. However, this program has definitely taught me how to confidently deliver a speech, as partially seen here today. So not only was I worried about talking, but I also was really worried about listening to others. I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to accept others' ideas, even how absurd they were. So I've learned to be more attentive when at meetings or listening to other bills. I now strive to be an intrigued listener. My advisors and fellow delegates have taught me to be engaged, take notes, make eye contact, and most importantly, listen without judging. So starting off my youth and government experience, going into my seventh grade year, it was really, really rough. I wasn't sure if I would even like government. I for sure didn't want to public speak, but I really did it because my mom told me to. She's been in the program for many, many years and seemed to have a pretty good understanding of it. So I wasn't sure what to do. I didn't know if my bill would do good. I didn't even know what it would be, what the model government would look like, and most importantly, how'd I make friends if I was the youngest there, if I was a seventh grader talking to 12th graders. I figured I could give it a year and quit if I don't like it, which Natalie would have let me do, but I ended up not. So what I found was really a nice introduction to democracy. I got to see people getting along and making friends no matter what they looked like and what their bill was about, where they were from, and I was accepted as a person and a delegate and had an absolute amazing time. That acceptance, more than the actual learning of government procedures, was eye-opening. I earned an award of Outstanding Delegate in the middle school program, an honor awarded by my peers in the program and for the support I gave them and how I presented myself. The next year I chose to return to Youth in Government without my mom telling me to, which was really impressive for me, and had a similar experience. Only this time I had a little bit more knowledge of bill writing and the whole system. And that year I actually earned the title of Outstanding Bill. An honor awarded by a committee of Dolt alumni through the program. Beyond recognition from my peers, I was now getting recognized by the adults for my perspective on issues and the solution I presented. So that leads up to my freshman and sophomore year of high school. I chose not to participate in it because of COVID and other things I had to figure out, and the program was virtual. and I couldn't spend any more time on the computer than I already was because school, everything was online. It was a really hard decision, and it actually really helped me, if I'm going to be honest. Missing these years made me realize how important this program is to me and how it affects my life and how it can affect others. That brings me to this year, where I was ecstatic when my mom told me that youth in government was in person again. And then right away signed up. This year I wanted to make a bill something I was more passionate about, climate change and the environment. Rather than a loose idea, I spent time researching what other states, what ideas people have already come up with, what businesses are actually doing, and how activism groups are approaching these topics. I wrote something that could be an actual bill in my mind, and possibly moving forward in the Indiana legislature, providing tax incentives for eco-friendly business practices. While I thought this was amazing, I was so for this, others definitely did not. In previous years, like my 7th and 8th grade, I got unanimous votes for my bill. And then this year, not only did it pass, it definitely failed miserably. At first, I was incredibly upset because I believed that this bill was the best thing ever. How could anybody disagree? And how am I supposed to move along to the next bill after getting absolutely crushed? But then I remembered what this program has taught me. And it's to be accepting to others' thoughts and ideas. And even though those thoughts and ideas I disagree with, to truly listening to opposing views and to truly listen to people with opposing viewpoints is better. By listening, I realized that even though I didn't agree with them, they could still have some valid points. And while I thought everyone would hate me because my bill didn't pass, the exact opposite happened. I had so many friends that were intrigued by my ideas, thought I had amazing ideas, but just changed a little bit and even just wanted to get to know me. When I started Youth in Government, I thought that I expressed my voice through the bill and only the bill. But my experience was far more than just writing, presenting a bill. My voice goes beyond that bill. My voice is an opportunity to both express my views and how I react when my ideas literally die on the Senate floor. So now looking into my future of youth and government engagement, I want to be the person who goes around and greets people no matter what their background or which delegation or what their bill is. I want to include everyone and give them an experience that I thought I had. I would also like to partake in the court program next year and expand knowledge on the government system. In that court system, I'll get to consider cases from real Indiana Supreme Court and make decision on their verdicts. So looking past my final year of youth in government, I can use what I've learned in this program in other aspects of my life. When applying for jobs, youth in government is a program I can include in my application and on my resume as an example of skills and commitment. This program also prepares me for college. While taking part in youth government, you may maintain a lot of responsibility, focus, and self-awareness. Being one of the older students participating, I try and set an example for the younger delegates, encouraging them to stay in the program, especially when they experience a momentary failure. What they get out of the failure is worth it. In the future, I plan on going to college to become an environmental consultant, which is providing assessments to clients considering environmental problems. Mainly big businesses and corporations, or environmental engineer, using engineering, soil science, biology, and chemistry to develop solutions for these environmental problems. Throughout school so far, I've taken a liking to these subjects, and youth in government has given me a platform to write bills and give speeches on these topics, and even given me skills to engage in government officials on these topics throughout college and my career. So the Indiana YMCA Youth in Government program has had a significant impact on my life, and I'm incredibly grateful for what the program has done for me. Based off my experience, I think it is incredibly important for our society to empower youth through activities such as Youth in Government. While in service in government may not be for everybody, personally I don't think it's for me, it is important that everybody understands how to be active in democracy. Civil engagement through this model government has taught me important things such as public speaking, how to make friends, listening to opposing views. Also, I learned the rules about the government system along the way. I yield my time to the chair. just leave that up there.
You may have noted we started that out as though Aiden was being recognized as a delegate within the program. I would suggest if you've never seen the YMCA Youth and Government in process, I will invite all of you to come next year. It does take place directly in the State House, which means that the delegates, the middle school and high school students, are sitting in our actual senators and representatives chairs. They go to the front of the House of Representatives. They go to the front of the Senate. They use all the sound system, and they debate their bills. They have a youth governor who passes or vetoes their bills, and they create the government that they want to create over the weekend. It is a very unique experience to see. Especially to watch for those delegates who have been in it for several years as you see them gain that confidence and that footing to present their bills and their ideas forward.